Welcome to the Real Estate Answer Man Show, heard Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern with your host, Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man. Tony is a nationally acclaimed speaker, trainer, and real estate expert. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is brought to you by Extreme Realty Team, a full-service real estate company. The Real Estate Answer Man Show is your source for news, trends, and information on today's real estate market. For all your real estate needs, call Extreme Realty Team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290. And here's your host, Tony Martinez. All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Tony Martinez, the Real Estate Answer Man, with another live edition of the Real Estate Answer Man Show, coming to you from sunny South Florida. And I know we have folks joining us from all over the country. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedules, your lives, to join us here today. If this is your first time, I hope it will not be your last time. We are heard live every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. The focus of the show is primarily to answer all of your real estate questions. That's why they call me the Real Estate Answer Man. So what we try to do is bring you a variety of topics that are of interest to as many people as possible. I'll give you an example. Last week, we had Peter Salusky on, and Peter Salusky is one of the most sought-after writer commentators when it comes to what's going on in the luxury condominium market in South Florida, and he did an amazing job. In fact, that podcast is by far the most popular download that we have had so far. I have a feeling today is going to exceed that because we have a truly, truly special guest on here today. So here's some information on how you can reach out to us. Once, first and foremost, you may like the show and you think, man, maybe he's got some other good shows in the past. Well, you can just go to realestateanswermanshow.com. realestateanswermanshow.com, and just look for the icon for iTunes and you can download to your heart's content. At this point in time, I do not charge for any of the podcasts. That could change in the future as I become more famous. But for right now, it's absolutely free. And again, great stuff that we bring you every week. The other thing I want to do is give you the opportunity to call in during the show. If you'd like to go ahead and speak to our wonderful guests here today, it's 888-627-6008. One more time, 888-627-6008. Now, if you have questions for me that pertain to real estate, something you can't get to us during the show, let me give my cell phone number. I'm about the only crazy guy to actually give out his cell phone number. And ready? It is 954-663-0275. That's 954-663-0275. My background is simple. I am a humble real estate broker and owner here in South Florida, but I've also done a ton of speaking on the subject of short sales. That is my thing. I specialize in helping people avoid foreclosure, and I've had the pleasure of teaching a little over 8,000 agents how to navigate the process. But enough about me. Let's get on to today's show. So the gentleman I'm about to introduce co-wrote a fabulous book called Lessons from My Brother Zig, and he wrote it in honor of his mentor Zig Ziglar. Now, Zig Ziglar is probably as household a name as you can get when it comes to the subject of motivation and sales. You name it, Zig was an incredible, exceptional individual that just gave and gave and gave so much to our society and our industry. The gentleman that I'm about to introduce is, for me, he's more than just a business associate. I truly consider Mr. Floyd Wickman to be a personal friend and a mentor to me as well. Just to kind of give you a little bit of background, when before anybody knew who I was just a humble little guy selling photo business cards in California. And Floyd was the very first gentleman that saw something in me and says, you know what, I would like for you to speak at this event that I'm doing in Las Vegas. And he gave me my shot. I mean, I don't know what he saw. I thought maybe he was a little bit crazy because it's like he never even heard me speak, but he just saw something in me. And he gave me the opportunity to go speak on a subject of marketing in front of 300 or 400 top real estate individuals. And from that moment on, I got the bug. I got the bug to be in front of groups, and I had the bug to share and speak and educate. And this friendship, because I truly see it as a friendship, has lasted now. It's going on 25 years. So we've worked together over and over again. And, you know, the Lord kind of keeps bringing us together because we share a lot of the same visions in wanting to help people. So I asked Floyd to come on the show to share some insights on who was this person, Floyd Zig Ziglar, and what motivated him to write this book, and what lessons can we take from this book? Now, if you are a real estate practitioner, as a lot of my audience members are, fellow real estate agents, then you're in for a very special treat because Floyd is actually teaching a live class directed to real estate professionals May 6th through 8th. And towards the end of the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. First, we just want to talk about some life lessons. Then we're going to kind of segue into what this event is and how it can benefit real estate agents. And if you stick with us throughout the whole thing, I might just be motivated to offer you an even more special incentive to attend this show. So Floyd, thank you so very much for being on the show with us here today.
Well, thanks for having me, Tony. It's great to be here.
Well, sir, it's truly an honor and a pleasure. I know how busy you are, and you didn't hesitate at all in agreeing to be here on the show. This show is all about you and what you can bring to the audience. I've done my best to introduce what you mean to me personally, but you know, one of the things that I have most respected about you from a professional standpoint is how many individuals, especially in the real estate profession, you've impacted. You personally and through your organization have trained at least 350,000 agents on how to be more effective, more professional, more proficient. You've been named as one of the most influential real estate speaker trainers of all time. You're in the Speakers Hall of Fame. I mean, the accolades go on and on, but you are truly the embodiment of the American dream because your beginning was exceptionally humble. And if would you speak on that a little bit? Because I know there are folks that may be listening to the show thinking, I'm never going to achieve. It's too late for me. But you did it, Floyd. Can you share a little bit of that with us?
Well, I'd be happy to. You know, probably one of the best titles I was ever given by Salespeople Magazine was the Extraordinary Ordinary Man. And I always chuckle when I think of that because I kind of say to people, there's really nothing special about people that do special things, Tony. It's what they do and it's what they're made of that really causes success. You know, I quit school in the ninth grade after 2 years. I figured, I nailed it. I had enough. So I joined the U.S. Navy the day I was 17, and I spent 10 years in there and just under 10 years. And then I got into the real estate business. And as you know, for 11 and a half months, I truly starved. I didn't have any money to bring home to my wife and three sons. So something happened to turn my life around, and I all of a sudden became one of the top producers in the real estate industry for 8 years, and then went on to live my dream, which is to help other people, help other ordinary people, if you will, accomplish extraordinary things. So that's kind of my background. This book, my eighth book, I dedicated to my primary mentor, Zig Ziglar. And a lot of what I've learned over the years were lessons from Zig. And I decided I'd write a book and share with people what those lessons were.
Right. And, you know, for the benefit, Floyd, of individuals, probably the minority out there that don't know who Zig Ziglar was, who was this great man?
Well, Zig Zig is considered by many as the world's foremost authority on motivation. If you go to any member of the International Federation of Speakers, any member of the National Speakers Association, and probably several million entrepreneurs and salespeople throughout the world, and you ask them who Zig Ziglar was, they would say that he is a man that changed their lives. He comes from humble beginnings, and he's a great speaker. He would be the guy you'd see always on the program at one of these major PMA rallies, always right on there with General Schwarzkopf and ex-presidents and et cetera, et cetera. He's spoken with five previous presidents. Give you an idea of what kind of guy he is.
Wow. And you know, one of the things that I was first a little amazed at was that you yourself needed or wanted a mentor, because in my eyes, you had achieved it all. So, you know, I guess maybe you can explain what your relationship was with Zig, because I know you guys became very, very close and he meant a great deal to you.
Yes. Well, you know, Zig and I have never been buddies. We've never golfed together. We've had a couple dinners together over the years. We've spoken on the same platform a number of times. But Zig was always this mentor to me, this person that when I was at the end of my rope and I needed somebody to tie a knot, I'd pick up the phone and call Zig. And over 36 years, I probably had only one conversation with him a month, if that many. And every time I needed some advice, I went to Zig. And that's kind of how the book came about. It all started even before I met Zig. Zig Ziglar had an audio out for salespeople, and I was in real estate struggling. And this one thing turned it around for me. When Zig said, you can have everything in life you want if you can help enough other people get what they want. All of a sudden, going on listing appointments wasn't a listing presentation anymore. It was going sitting down with this family and trying to find out what it is that they want to accomplish. And if I could help them accomplish that, I would say so, get the business, and that turned my whole career around. I quit putting on presentations, and I started listening to my clients and became successful. So that was the very first lesson I got from Zig, even before I met him. And if you don't mind, I'll tell you the story how I got to know him the first time.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's kind of funny because I was a trainer at a real estate company with about 75 agents, and Zig Ziglar was coming to town. A major promotion company was promoting him, and I was all excited, and I wanted to meet Zig because I had listened to all his audios and read his books. And so I made a deal with the marketing people. I said, hey, listen, if I could sell 100% of our sales staff a ticket to Zig, could I have dinner with Zig? And he says, yeah, heck yeah, that's a deal. So I didn't sell 100%, probably 60%. So I ended up having breakfast with Zig. And to walk in there like a kid in a candy shop and sit down with this a man that I considered very great, found out later on, he's a pretty humble guy. But I sat down, and first thing I did is I showed him my goal, and nervous, I said, I just wondered if you can give me one piece of advice, and breakfast is on me. And, you know, I was probably tongue-tied at the time. And however, the way it went is Zig at the time was speaking against the drug problem in our world. And I had a brother recently was murdered. He was a drug addict. And that somehow created a little bit of bond. And he signed a book for me, and he wrote down his number, and he said, Floyd, in his Texas accent, Floyd, call me anytime. Now, you know, I tell 1,000 people that every year. Here, call me anytime. Most people don't call. And I doubt Zig would get called from most people. But I was at the end of my rope one time, and I picked up the phone and asked him for a piece of advice. He gave me the advice, and then I reported back to him And before I get into any lessons that I had in the book, here was the interesting thing. I'd like anyone that has a mentor or is a mentor needs to remember what Zig said. Probably 20 years into our relationship, I asked Zig, I said, why me, Zig? Why of all the people you've met, why were you always there answering my calls and writing me letters? Why? He said in his accent again, Floyd, he always started out with that word. He said, "When I love to help people. And some people, when I help them, I hear of. Some I hear from. Some I don't hear from or of. With you, I always heard from you and of you. So I knew whatever I was saying to you, you were doing something with it." And that's what motivated him to want to be there for me.
Wow.
That makes sense?
No, it does. And, you know, I can kind of relate to it somewhat myself. By the way, just to not to interrupt your flow, I just told my programmer to skip our first break, and we're just going to keep going until the halfway point, and then we'll take a brief break because I just want to keep it going. But this might be the appropriate time to – may I share a personal story, Floyd, on something special you did for me that you probably may not even remember?
Well, I'd be curious to know what it was.
Rhetorical question there. So I was living in California. My gosh, this must be 20-something years ago. I was kind of like the end of my rope. I had just gotten into the seminar business, and you're only as good as your last event and your next event. So I was trying to put this event together, and I desperately needed you on the ticket. But, you know, I wasn't sure if I could afford you, if you wanted to work with me, all of the above. So I heard that you were speaking down in San Diego, and I lived in Orange County. So that was like a couple-hour drive. And I just got in my beat-up car, and I drove down, and you agreed to meet me. It could have been before the event, during, afterward, or something like that. But we talked about it, and you agreed to go ahead and speak with me, for me, whatever, at that time. And then you must have sensed something. You said, "Tony, can I ask you a question?" I go, "Yeah, whatever." And he goes, "How much money do you have in your pocket?" And I went, "All of it?" And I went, he goes, "Yeah." And I have $20 and that's for gas that'll hopefully get me back home. And I'll never forget, you reached into your pocket and you pulled out a $100 bill and you gave it to me. And you said, "When I was going through tough times, my mom would always ask me a similar question. And she says, you know what? A man likes to have a little change in his pocket." And I'll never forget how far I was able to stretch that $100. And that's when I said, you know what, whatever Floyd asks of me, he gets. Because nobody else would have done that. Nobody else would have done that. And that's how you've been from the very beginning. And that's why whenever I speak to people that have, you know, followed your career and followed your teachings, they all repeat something similar. Because you're the real deal. You're not just kind of saying this. You truly, truly care about the people that you're addressing. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for what you did for me 20-something years ago and what you continue to do still to this day.
Well, thanks for reminding me, Tony. I mean, that's awfully sweet of you. You know, giving credit back to my mom, as I said, my brother was a heroin addict, so he stole everything out of the house. My folks were always broke. And one time I drove over there and I was crying. I was in real estate and I started crying because I didn't have enough money for gas to show a house. And she went to the dresser in the dining room, moved it away from the wall, and there was a hole in the wall where she hid her purse, and my brother couldn't find it. And she took out, she might have had $5 in there. She took out three of them, put it in my hand, and again, she said, "Sometimes, son, when a man has a couple dollars in his pocket, he feels better." And I thought, feels better? My God. I felt like I could take over the world. And you know what happened is I did sell a house the next morning, and I could never have shown it without that $3.
So, it's amazing, huh? The what seem like little things have such an incredible ripple effect. And so then yes. the book, tell us about the book and, you know, what was running through, because maybe we haven't made this clear, but you know, Zig passed on a couple of years ago. And I know that was very difficult. for a lot of folks, but I know it was very difficult for you.
Yes. Well, you know, one time I took my master trainers all. We visited Zig and his wife as a special trip for them. And Mary Johnson, my top trainer at the time, said, Zig, what can we do for Floyd? And I'm sitting there at the same table, and I felt like walking away. I pretending I had to go to the bathroom or something. And what's the most important thing we can do for Floyd? And Zig said, to carry on his legacy. If he's affecting that many people, carry it on. And so when he passed, I asked his family if it was okay if I wrote a book entitled Lessons from My Brother, Zig. By the way, you can get it on Amazon. But Zig obviously is not my brother. I used to say, you're the dad I wish I had. And he would say, well, I'm too young for that. He was 15 years older than me. And so I, when he passed, I referred to him as my brother, Zig. And he gave me 16 great lessons. You know, sure don't have time to go through all of them, but there are a couple more important to listeners than others, I believe. If you'd like me to share one or two, I'd be happy.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. Sir. It's all yours.
Okay. Well, you know, again, I never bothered him, and all of our phone calls were less than 10 minutes. And I would simply say, here's my challenge, or here's my opportunity. If you give me one piece of advice, what would it be? And I always listened for the first words out of his mouth, because that was the lesson. And lessons don't change people. Lessons from teachers, like I'm going to do in May at the association office. I'm going to give lessons, but I'm going to take it a step further, and I'm also going to teach the how-tos. A lesson will create an awareness, and the awareness will cause you to go out and learn how to apply the lesson. Keep that in mind. And it's one of the things he said, Floyd, you can't be a success without home court advantage. He tied it into basketball and football. He said, with home court advantage, you have such greater opportunity to succeed. And so all of a sudden, that was the lesson, and now I had to start thinking about what can I do. So Linda and I just celebrated our 50th anniversary. Wow. And much of it has to do with the way we treat each other. Now, right. You know, some people might say, well, it's just using techniques to have the home court advantage. But, you know, you come into my home, you'll see little heart notes all over the place. You know, I'll leave for 20 minutes sometimes and leave a note. I'll miss you, love you. I'll leave, go on a road trip for 2 weeks, and she'll write notes, and always had our date night once a week. Always something to earn that relationship. Because when you have a strong relationship, believe me, it can empower you, and it can be the rope, the knot at the end of your rope when you need it. So that was one major one he gave to me.
Okay. Well, that's great. And, you know, and one of the things that I know that in our profession as real estate, we can be some of the most unhappy people in the world. We could be very successful on the outside, but we're just miserable because we sacrifice so many more important things to be there for our customers. And I know being there for our customers is important, but nowhere near as important as being there for our families. So, you know, I know that during your talks, you spend a lot of time dealing with issues that have to do with being balanced. Were there any lessons, or can there some things that you can share with business people in general that are listening on how to achieve that magical balance that volumes have been written about, but it's so difficult to achieve?
Well, here's one of the techniques that I'm going to share in May when I come in to do that 3-day event. When people go through my program, I tell them in the real estate business, you can really, and this applies to everybody, by the way, you can really only control your time 1 week at a time. So I have them look at a week at a glance, 7 days in a row, and in advance, I have them block out all pre-scheduled events. anything that's pre-scheduled, whether it's personal, professional, doesn't matter, block it out. And then I give them three highlighters, green, yellow, and pink. And I say, now anything to do with personal that you've scheduled, go ahead and highlight in pink. Anything to do with business that doesn't involve talking to a buyer or a seller or a prospect, highlight in yellow. And anything to do with talking to a prospect or buyer or a seller, highlight in green. And then I'd show them from across the room, now here's what you're looking at. You're looking at some green, some pink, and some yellow. In business, and when the yellows outweigh the greens, you're not making the kind of money you should be making, number one. In our society, green represents money, yellow represents caution. And you must always have some pink in there because family has to be as important to you. Maybe you can't spend as much time as you'd like to, but it's got to be quality time, and it has to be time that people can count on. I call them countables. You know, like every Friday is date night. Linda and I have done that for 25 years. Trick is you don't go anywhere. you start off, Friday night, you have a glass of wine, maybe a little argument to start the weekend off right. And, but it's that time that we could always count on. Now, there's times when I'm different places in the world where I can't be there on Friday, but I always take the last flight out and the first flight back to make sure that I can have that date night with her. Yep.
Well, that's fantastic.
Helpful to your audiences. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Floyd. We just had a little breakup in the connection there. So, no, that's fantastic advice. And you touched on this event that you're doing. We're coming up in about 3 minutes to our break, so this might be a good time for me to elaborate a little bit. So, if you are a real estate practitioner, you definitely want to jot down May 6th through 8th, because Floyd is coming down to Broward County. Now, it's always funny, whenever I've advertised that Floyd is coming down, I have to put the word live next to it, you know, because people go, what option is there? And I'm going, well, because you have a number of excellent trainers, and sometimes, you know, there's confusion. And I go, no, this is not one of Floyd's trainers. This is Floyd himself that's coming down here to teach this class. And let's first and foremost thank the Miami Association of Realtors, of which I am a proud member in good standing. At least last time I checked, I was in good standing. And they instantly, when presented with the opportunity, as they always do, to provide a service for their members, they jump all over this. They saw the value in this event. And they instantly agreed to both present and host it. So we can't thank them enough. We also have two wonderful sponsors. One is Paramount Residential Mortgage Group. The other is the law offices of Juan J. Perez. So, Floyd, you're coming down yourself. I'm honored to share the stage with you for a little bit. You're going to be talking about six-figure selling and the power of listings. And I snuck into the program because there are these things called short sales. And down here in South Florida, they're all over the place. And I just wanted to put in my two bits on some of the nuances when it involves working with a distressed seller and some of the unique emotions and how agents could obtain these listings. But it's mostly your show. And I promised agents that would listen to today's show that if they stuck it out to the end with me, I was going to give them a little bit of an incentive on how they can save some additional money on the show. So do you enjoy coming down to South Florida? Because I know that you're from Detroit, and you're really like attached to all that snow, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I spent a lot of time in Florida this past winter. Of course, as you know, Linda and I lived in Naples for a period of time, and but spent a lot of time. As a matter of fact, I did a couple programs down there, and did a program for a company just recently in Boca, a multiple office company, and we had a great time. Those people averaged 4.5 transactions per person the next 42 days. So, yeah, I love going to Florida because the agents down there, they want to know how to better serve their buyers and sellers, and they want to know how to be better salespeople, not pushy, but effective. And that's what I do.
Yeah, and your approach is truly different. I mean, you know, you've been doing this a while. How many years now, without dating yourself or myself too much, how long have you been teaching agents how to do this the right way?
Well, I since 1976, I started as a trainer, and I first started freelance training the Floyd Wickman program in January of 1980.
Wow. That's just amazing. Folks, we're coming up on a quick break. If you're just joining us, I have the man, the method, Floyd Wickman is on the line with us here today. And we're kind of bouncing between two worlds. We're sharing some real life lessons that he learned from the exceptional Zig Ziglar. And these lessons apply to everyone that's listening. And then we're also sharing some information on a very special upcoming workshop conference that he's doing down here in South Florida. So this is a Real Estate Answer Man show, which we're going to be back in about 45 to 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Real estate is red hot in South Florida. If you're thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, now's a great time. Sellers, demand is high and prices are on the rise. Buyers, great deals are still available and interest rates are still very low. The Extreme Realty team is your one-stop source for all your real estate needs. They specialize in luxury and non-distressed properties, foreclosures, short sales, and new construction. They cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Tony Martinez professionals will work closely with you to help you achieve your real estate objectives. If you are behind on your mortgage payments or in foreclosure, don't wait. Call today to discuss your options. Call Extreme Realty Team at 954-530-0211. That's 954-530-0211.
All right, folks, welcome back. Tony Martinez here, the Real Estate Answer Man. This is the Real Estate Answer Man show, heard live every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And today I have the one and only Floyd Wickman here on the show, and he's sharing some lessons from a very special book that he wrote about his friend and mentor, Zig Ziglar. If you have access to a telephone and have time to call while we're live on the show, you can say hi to Floyd. I know we have some friends that are listening right now, and they're tuning in, and thank you for your support. But the number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. So, Floyd, you still there with us, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
Okay. So tell us the book itself. Thank you. When did the book come out?
The book came out in, The book came out in September, officially. September we started the pre-orders, and it was unveiled in November.
Excellent. And how have the reviews or the response to the book been so far?
Well, great. I mean, it's all about life and dealing with obstacles or opportunities. You know, that's when you go to a mentor, and I put many of my own nuggets in there that people say are very helpful. The how to's that I learned from the lessons I got. It's getting great reviews since it first came out. Absolutely.
Now, Floyd, you've written
a
total.
You'd be talking about it on the radio if it didn't, did you? Did you hear? Come on, Tony. I might not be educated, but I'm not nuts either, you know.
Well, I walk right into that one. What am I supposed to say? You know, I do open-ended questions like, well, it's doing really good. I go, no, actually, the book stinks, and that's why I'm on the show.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even talk about it if there was a bad review. I wouldn't have had it published if it was.
No, I to your credit, I mean, this is the eighth book that you've written so far, and another one that, I mean, you wrote a book on mentoring. You wrote one called The Floyd Wickman Formula. You know, so tell us about the Floyd Wickman Formula, because that's always intrigued me as well. What are some of the nuggets that are Floydisms? They're specific to you that you've always shared with your audiences?
Well, I mean, that's going to be part of the program coming up too, but you know, I talk about the difference between a dream and a fantasy. You know, everybody's got something they could fantasize about having, X number of dollars, a certain car, a certain home. And the difference between a dream and a fantasy is with a dream, you're in the picture. You have to see yourself in that picture. So I'm a real big believer on dreaming of what you want and then doing the little dance that I talk about all the time. You know, somebody walked up to me at a book signing one time. He said, "Mr. Whitman, would you sign my book?" I said, "I'd love to." He said, "But do me a favor, put in there the secret of success because I need a kick in the butt." I said, "Okay, great." I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Paul." I signed it. Signed it, "Love, Floyd." I always do that. But I say that's not a salutation. It's a recommendation. Anyhow, I put in there, "Dear Paul, when you can learn how to kick your own butt, you've discovered the secret of success." And that is absolutely true. You know, we all need a nugget. We all need a hand holding sometime, a kick in the butt sometime. But when you know how to kick your own butt, and it's very simple, quite honestly, it's 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. It's sort of a dance. I call it the dance of success. Step one, you set a goal. And if it's specific and attainable, visualize something you want, not something somebody else wants you to want, you'll have physical energy. Then step two, you make a commitment to achieve the goal. When I say commitment, I'm not talking about a contingency. I'm not talking about hopefully. I'm saying you say, "This is what I'm going to do." If you ever had bacon and eggs for breakfast, next time look at the plate. The chicken simply made a contribution. It was the pig that made the commitment. It's all out. It's all out. A true commitment removes the option to fail. So you set a goal, you make a commitment, then you do the basics. Whether you're trying to lose weight, you get on the treadmill. If you're trying to increase your sales, you make contacts with people you know. If you're trying to become a better father, you spend quality time with your kids. There's the basics of every goal, every dream we have. There's a basic that has to be done. Great results are the sum of small things done well repeatedly, not the big things. And so that's what I preach. And wow. I talk about in the Whitman formula.
Well, Floyd, one of my main motivations for, you know, initiating and to bring you down here is because being an active real estate broker in the area, I see the strengths and weaknesses of my fellow practitioners. And, you know, and I'm sorry, and it may come across the wrong way and it may offend people, but the training is just not there. And what happens is now that you've been around agents and just salespeople in general for so long, why do you think most salespeople, especially in real estate, never make it? I mean, none of them go through real estate school intent on, "Man, I can't get my real estate license so I can just go out there and completely fail." I mean, they all start with the intention, I believe, to be successful.
I mean, that is a great question. With the time remaining, I'm going to try and answer the best I can. Assume a person has dreams. Assume they set goals. Okay? Mm-hmm. You know, I talked about the group that I trained in Boca in the production they did to do 4.5 transactions per person when 82% were in the bottom 50% of production when they started with me in the class. The bottom line is you got to learn what to say. I did one of these seminars in Dallas, Texas, top Century 21 office in the world. This brand new agent, Cindy, all of a sudden went to top. Top 20 in a 150-person company for 3 months running. And that was right after she completed that little program. And here's what she said. She said, "Floyd Whitman taught me not just what to say, but when to say it and what to say if they don't say what they're supposed to say." And the bottom line is, if you ask me why agents aren't more effective, is they don't have the confidence because they're not sure what to say. Or when to say it, or how to respond to a seller or a buyer that has a concern. And so this is what I deal in. Jokingly, people refer to me as the Duke of Dialogue. So we're going to be given plans, and we're going to be given all that other stuff during that 3 days, Tony. But nobody's going to walk out of there without dozens and dozens of different dialogues that they can use to fit their own personality. And I don't mean scripts. I mean dialogues. The difference between scripts and dialogues is the difference between monologue and dialogue. And I'm into the dialogue selling.
Wow. Okay. Well, you had me at hello. So, you know, I've patterned so much of my speaking approach is very much patterned on how I watched you and your mannerisms. And one of the things I've always in my classes taught is that an agent should never be stumped, meaning that if you're properly trained, you will have a dialogue for everything, even for stuff you never knew you even knew. And I use the analogy of, you know, we're in this battle sometimes to do well. Like in my area, especially when I'm trying to help people avoid foreclosure by at least looking at other options, sometimes I'm fighting to help them avoid making even more mistakes than they made to get into the situation that they're in. So to me, it's like, I got to be dressed for war. I'm going into this battle. And I look at it like I got this bow and I got this quiver, and I'm going to be only as successful as the number of arrows I have in my quiver. And each arrow is a dialogue. And I see the average salesperson woefully deficient in that arena. And when confronted with an objection, a challenge, they don't know what to say. And that's why I felt that we definitely need you down here in South Florida, because you are the best when it comes to dialogue. There's no doubt about it.
Thanks, Tony. Tony, I just have to say who I'd like to see there, okay, is the perfect – I'm the comeback kid. Give me an agent that's been in business one or 2 years, and you have not yet – learn how to be in positive control of your time and your energy, your attitude, and especially your buyers and sellers. And I don't mean negative control. I mean positive control. Negative control is to be able to get what you want through manipulation. I don't believe in that. I believe positive control is to be able to end up with what the customer and you should have, because you can't be manipulated. There's a huge difference there. Bring me the people that need to get restarted in this business. Some want to get started, restarted, and those are the ones in 3 days. They won't walk out of that classroom. They'll be strutting. And this isn't about procedure. This is about face-to-face, voice-to-voice, dialogue selling.
Wow, great. And, you know, we have more time. I've committed the entire show to you. So this is your audience, Floyd. Anything at all that you want to share with them, you know, I've told my programmer, no more breaks. We're going to go all the way to the top of the hour with you. And I haven't forgotten my fellow agents out there. I'm going to give you a code in the next few minutes, and I'm going to give you a website where you can go find out more about this very special conference coming up, and a very special code that's going to save you even more money. So that's our little gift to you for taking time out of your schedules to listen to the show. So, Floyd, so here, sometimes I hear the following. Well, our market is different. Is our market different, or it's the same everywhere, isn't it? The same struggles we have in our market is basically the same anyplace else in the country. It's more mindset than anything else, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But I can prove it. See, that's what I want to say is, you know, my cadre of trainers for years and years and years have been in every state, every major city, many of the small towns throughout all of the United States and Canada, and teach the Floyd Wickman way of selling. And although this is not what I'm doing this time, but there's a 6-week program we teach, and they average one transaction per person per week, 2.3 referrals generated per person per week. And guess what? It works in L.A. It works in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It works in Boston, Massachusetts. It works in Detroit. And believe me when I tell you, it works in Miami, Florida. Because you know what? People are people. Prices can be different. Length time on market can be different. But when it comes to people, we're all the same. We all watch the same TV shows. you know, we're all the same. Yeah.
Well, that's Floyd, one of the things I'm trying to do is reach out to, you know, the real estate schools, because I feel that if we can reach the real estate practitioner early enough, we could impact them. Because one of the things I love about new agents is they haven't made any mistakes yet. They haven't developed any bad habits. And the timing would be so great for them. And so would this be like too much? Would the information you're covering be too over their heads that maybe they
No, as a matter of fact, that's the whole thing. It's going to be, I don't want them thinking, the new agents, I don't want them to come into this because they think they're going to learn more procedure or more policy. It's got nothing to do with that. It has to do with face-to-face, voice-to-voice interaction between buyers and sellers and that agent, prospects and that agent, how to turn internet leads into face-to-faces. It's all about that. You know how long you have to have in real estate to be able to learn this stuff? Oh, about a minute.
I hear you.
You have to come realizing that this isn't theory. It's proven results.
And from the customer perspective, because one of the things I've noticed that a lot of people don't focus on is, you know, and I'm sure you do, is what does the consumer need that they're not getting from real estate agents? You know, what do we miss that prevents us from being more successful? How are we not meeting the needs of the consumer out there?
Yeah, it's just like I said at the opening of the show, is you get everything in life you want if you help them get what they want, if we listen to them, if we really listen to what their fears and concerns are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and if we know our business enough where we could say, I can accomplish this for you, or I can't accomplish it for you. Either way, listening and honesty. You know, Zig often said that integrity is the greatest gift God ever gave us. Because when you meet a person of integrity, you don't have to have any fears or doubts. And that is really true. I don't know if that answered your question, but
it does. And I'd like to kind of, like, as a follow-up to it, is it one of our most common mistakes as salespeople in general is that we don't listen? We start the whole process by just kind of like talk, and then we don't take the time to truly listen to what the potential customer has to say?
Well, I don't think we asked enough of the right questions. Maybe we'd even listen if we had plenty of the right and enough questions. That's part of what selling's all about.
So, ask the right questions, and
listen very carefully, probe the answer so you really make sure you understand it, and then before you're all finished, you have to sit and think, okay, can I help these people with their fears? Sometimes you have to say, no, I can't help you, but I can do this. Sometimes you have to say, yes, I can help you, but you can only determine that by really getting inside their head. You can't always get everything everybody wants, but you can always learn what they want to be able to make the right decision.
Great. Floyd, we have a caller on the line. Anna is on line two. So, Anna, are you there?
Yes, Tony. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Floyd?
Yes, first of all, I want to thank you both, fine gentlemen. Thank you, Floyd, for the great lessons today. Thank you for the sheets of awareness. And I wanted to ask you about persistence, which is, I'm pretty sure from my experience, a great ingredient of success. I would love to hear Floyd talking a little bit about persistence. And talking about that, you know, I count on me. I'm going to be those 3 days with you. Thank you so much.
Well, Anna, thank you very much. If this is the Anna that I think it is, you're one of the more exceptional agents out there. And it's I know that you always have the best interests of your customers in mind. So you will bring a lot to the class. So I'm excited about having you there.
I'm looking forward to meeting you.
It's a great group, Floyd. I mean, the excitement is kind of building because they just... And some folks also... I'm sorry?
I said, I'm still on. I lost you for a minute myself.
Yeah, we saw that there's some internet problems there. So are you still there, sir?
I am. If you're asking Floyd, here I am.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're fading in and out. But you, what we have is they're going to reconnect with me 1 second here. So the event that's coming up is a standalone event because people will ask, was this a prelude to another event? And no, this is a standalone event. We customized it for our market here. You know, for the situation that we have going on here. So I want to make sure that now the time might be good for me to announce where they can get more information on this class and the very special incentive. So I want to make sure. Doug, are you hearing me okay there in the studio? Okay, great. All right, folks. So I need you, my fellow real estate practitioners, write this address down. I want to give you a website address where you can go pull up the information on this class coming up. So you go to www.masteragenttour.com, masteragenttour.com. Or if you're already on my website for the radio show, realestateanswermanshow.com, realestateanswermanshow.com, you scroll down. And you're going to come to the flyer. See, just scroll down. You're going to see, you know, those two handsome guys that are going to be speaking there. And if you click on that flyer, it's going to take you to that same page. So the price right now is $249 for the whole thing. Everything we discussed, $249. That price will go up a little bit as of Monday. As of Monday, it'll go up to $299. So built-in incentive to act now. But to reward my fellow practitioners for being on the show with me here today, when the time comes for you to sign up, there's a place there that says discount code. So enter the following. Ready? Sunrise. Sunrise. Why? That's the city that we're having the class in Sunrise. So by entering Sunrise, you will get an additional $50 off. And that's my gift to you for being with the show here. I trust that you won't share that with anybody. Hint, hint. And what I'll do is it won't be up there for very long. I'll probably keep it up there maybe 24, 48 hours, but I just can't let that, you know, go viral on us there. So, Floyd, we've got about maybe 8 minutes left. We started with, you know, lessons from the book. Is there a particular lesson that you would like to close with?
Well, with your permission, I would.
Sure.
You know, one of the lessons Zig taught me led me to really rethink how I train. Now, remember, this lesson came to me several years after I already formed the Floyd Wickman program. So, but Zig says, you know, it's as important that you work on your students' characters as much as their skills. Because if you teach them the skills, but they don't have the right character, then the skill is just going to lay there and not be used. So, you know, I remember watching a movie just recently with Robert Redford. I don't remember the name of it, but when I read about it, I said, I don't want to watch this. And, but we had it on, and you know, I started watching. I couldn't stop watching. It was all done. I hung it up. I said, wow, this was a great movie. And the reason I say that is I'm looking at the flyer that it was sent out. And, you know, it's got a lot of stuff on it. It really does. And all of those things will be covered. But if I could do the flyer all over again, I would say, look, if you need to learn how to be in positive control of your time, your attitude, and your production, don't miss this event. I would almost say that I'm not there to sell you anything. I'm there to sell you on you, because I believe that there's a lot of master salespeople out there that are dormant, and they just need somebody to point the way, and that's what I want to do that day. This is a wonderful time of real estate. The real estate, the Miami Association of Realtors, kind enough to promote this and spend the money for it, and everything that's going on right now, it's not a coincidence. If you know about this program, it's probably somebody saying to you, don't miss it, because I promise I am going to work harder than I have in a long time to make sure that the people walk out of there with what they want. I would almost say, Tony, that if they don't feel after the first 3 hours that it was what they wanted or needed by looking at that flyer, then I would say you shouldn't even keep their money.
No, I understand. I'll back that one up.
Okay.
I know you will, and I agree with you, Floyd. It's. I know what you're all about, and I just wish that it was a 2-hour show. But I'm getting a signal that we're down to 1 minute. So here's the real quickly, folks. The book Lessons from My Brother Zig. Go to Amazon.com. You can just go get it now. Buy several copies. If you're a broker, owner, manager, team leader, get a ton of these and give them to every single one of your salespeople. Go to Master Agent Tour, MasterAgentTour.com, to find out more about this very special conference coming up. Use the discount code Sunrise, and that'll give you an additional $50 off. And tune in next week as we talk about boomerang buyers, people that lost their homes during this crisis, and now thanks to an FHA program, they can come back into the market. Floyd, I got 30 seconds from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so very much for being here, and I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks, sir.
Well, thank you. It's been a wonderful journey knowing you, and I wish you the very best, and I'll see you before you know it, Tony. God bless.
All right. Thank you, sir. God bless. Take care. All right, folks, that's the Real Estate Answer Man. Tune into the Real Estate Answer Man show next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And remember, for all your real estate needs, call the Extreme Realty team at 1-800-719-7290. That's 1-800-719-7290.